B-Pod Studios.
Romero. Melissa, Leroy's here too. Pebbles is not here today. There's a small chance. Small chance that she has corona. Just a tiny chance. She doesn't know. She might have it.
Why do I feel like this is deja vu too? This happened once before.
Yeah. Well, because
she took a couple days off because she had corona.
That's the nature of this show. She's the clearly 100%, not even close. If you had put in order the most cautious to the least cautious, 10 being the most cautious, 1 being the least cautious, Pebbles is out of 10.
Yes.
I think I'm number 2. Not that I go anything extra, but I definitely do the basics. I would say I'm at about a 6.5.
Although you did spend like 2 months during the hotspot times in Everett. So
I'm at a 4.5.
Yeah. I was going to say, from that alone.
I spent from Memorial Day to Labor Day in Everett.
Yes.
There's no way I didn't have corona at some point this summer. But I was here every day, so we're going to have to say I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, you knocked me down a couple notches. me a 4.5.
Just giving you a reality check.
Leroy's probably about a 4, 3.5 because the only reason he isn't any lower is because the things he wants to do aren't available to do. Like, he wants to go to the movies more. He wants to go to the gym. You want to do a lot of things, but those things aren't open yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you definitely, I mean, you know, you're out there, you go to the go-kart races with your kids. Yep. You're out there with people all the time. So you're, I would say you're lower than me. Melissa's at, I'm giving her a 1 just because giving her a negative is just unfair. But, you know.
I'm just living my life.
You are
living it. But I am living it as cautiously as I can.
Melissa took maybe March/April
off. Well, the time we had to.
Maybe, yeah.
The time when everything was closed.
Like when they forced everything closed. Like when literally the only thing you could go to was the supermarket and the gas station. That was
I was doing home projects. I was redecorating my apartment. I was finding me.
That was the least.
And then I lost it again.
Yeah. So, yeah, because things started opening up.
Right. I don't know where I am at this point.
Yeah, she's all over the place. So you would think that Pebbles would be the least likely to get it. Yet, you're right, this did happen before where she thought she might have been exposed. And now she thinks there's a slight chance she might be exposed because her niece has some sort of rash.
Which apparently is one of the symptoms.
Yeah, I'm like, can corona not have everything as a symptom? That's why everyone thinks they have it. Or that's why everyone thinks they don't have it. Because literally, I didn't know until yesterday when she said, I'm going to get my niece taken to get checked out because, you know, she's going to get a COVID test. And we asked why. She goes, well, she has a rash. And I'm like, that's not a symptom. She said, yes, it is. I go, that's a symptom too? So
yeah,
coughing,
I didn't know about
a rash,
that either.
Itching, losing your taste, your freaking impotence. Like, everything's
hair falling out.
Yeah, everything's a symptom. So, yeah, so she, you know, because her niece went to get a test, Pebbles is going to get a test, too, to be extra cautious.
And she's getting the test today, which it might take a couple days because they've been testing a lot more people lately, so.
Which, yet again, goes to show just how cautious she is because, I mean, if that were me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, my niece might have COVID. I'll see y'all tomorrow. What are we doing on the show? You know what I mean?
But, I mean, you know how our bosses are.
Yeah.
Our bosses are like
Mary Fauci.
Mary Fauci.
We call her our boss's name is Mary Meadow. We call her Mary Fauci. She's so paranoid that she makes us walk up and down the stairs one at a time because she doesn't want people walking by each other.
It's been working, right?
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah, that's been
sure. Nobody in the building has gotten it, but
yeah, the other day, Melissa and I were talking to her about it, and she's like, you know, I gargle every day when I get home, and we're like, what? Yes, because if you do have anything in your mouth, it goes down into your stomach, and the stomach acid kills it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.